If you're looking for some quality movies for your family movie night, we've got you covered. You're listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast with Carol Joy Sy. This is a podcast to help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. In this episode, Carol shares a list of classic films you'll want to share with your family. These are the sorts of movies that will leave a lasting mark and lead to great conversation. Listen in.
Hi, friends. I wanted to do a whole session on classic films. Classic films are near and dear to my heart. I've been studying film since I was a teenager, and there's so much to learn about the history of movie making in primarily in America, but also in Britain. And then I've also studied a lot of foreign directors, and this is a beautiful heritage and a beautiful body of work that our children need to be raised knowing. I mentored a young man who went on to go to Biola, and he was in the honors program, the Torrey Honors Program, and also the film school there at Biola in California. And I mentored him in classic film, and I every week would meet with him for an hour, and I would give him assignments, and then the next week he would tell me that he'd watch those movies, and then we'd talk about them, and then I'd give him his next assignment. And he said what a difference it made when he was in the film school, because most of the kids there in at Biola had been educated on contemporary kind of pop culture movies, but he had a foundation that they didn't have by watching the classic films that I had prescribed. So hopefully we can do a little bit of that as we share in this podcast. So I'm going to start with my favorite director of all time. And his name is Frank Capra, C-A-P-R-A. And many of you are familiar with him because of his movie, It's a Wonderful Life. But that is just the tip of a very wonderful iceberg. And I want to share with you what I consider to be his most meaningful movies. First, I want to talk about the movie You Can't Take It With You. It's studying Jean Arthur and Lionel Barrymore and Jimmy Stewart and Edward Arnold. And it's based on a play. It's based on George S. Kaufman and Moss Hart. So Kaufman and Hart's play, You Can't Take It With You, which was like a Broadway play. And he made it into a movie. And I consider it one of the most brilliant movies ever made, ever. And it's it won 2 Academy Awards. It's an all-time classic. And it's quite old. I can't remember what year this film was made. 1938. So still very much in the golden era of classic films. And it is a hoot. And these movies are not necessarily for little children, as I said, but for your teenagers, they are a must. And then another one of his movies that I just think your children will laugh out loud at with you is Mr. Deeds Goes to Town. And it is another Jean Arthur movie. Frank Capra really knew how to pull a performance out of Jean Arthur. She had the most terrible stage fright. And between scenes, she would go into the restroom and vomit because she was really, it was really hard for her to be an actress. But she was so gifted, and Frank Capra knew how to pull from her performances that no other, and if you see her in other movies, it's like there's no big deal. But when she's under his tutelage, wow, does she light up the screen with her innocence and her kind of squeaky voice. And oh, I just love her so much in this movie. And Gary Cooper is the star of it. Mr. Deeds Goes to Town. These movies will change your children's lives, and it will give you a shared vocabulary as you talk about things like being Twitter-pated or just different things that come from the movies, and you're going to just enrich your lives by watching these. And then Meet John Doe, starring also, again, Gary Cooper, and this one is with Barbara Stanwyck. And it's not as brilliant as Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, but it's still a very interesting movie, particularly for our day and age. So you might really kind of think about current events as you're watching Meet John Doe. And then a movie that if you have to pay your children $100 to watch, it would be the best money you ever spend. Every American should be required to watch this movie before they vote. It's from 1939. It won an Academy Award. And it's Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And it reunites Jean Arthur and Jimmy Stewart. And also starring Edward Arnold, who Frank Capra used over and over again in his movies, and Guy Kibbe, Thomas Mitchell, Beulah Bondi was always Jimmy Stewart's mother in the movies, and Claude Rains. So it is an amazing all-star cast. I love Thomas Mitchell in this movie. He is just a dear soul. And it's a story of an innocent young man being appointed to fill a seat in Washington. And he comes up against this horrible corruption that he uncovers unwittingly. And he does not give up and he does not give in. And I can't think of a more character-building movie than Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, all by Frank Capra, all four of these that I mentioned. And It's a Wonderful Life is the fifth. So some other fun classic movies, Bringing Up Baby, starring Katherine Hepburn and Cary Grant. It's by Howard Hawks, who is another great director in Hollywood. But this is what's called a screwball comedy. And there's, I would say it's the gold star of all screwball comedies. Bringing Up Baby, genius movie. Another classic that I love to tell people about is the movie Mrs. Miniver. If you're studying World War II, this is the movie that your children are going to want to grow up with. Greer Garson, Walter Pigeon, and it's the story of a beautiful little village in England outside of London, and the war comes, World War II, and as Winston Churchill said of Mrs. Miniver, it won 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. But when he met Greer Garson, he said of this movie, "Is this the little woman that helped me win that great big war?" I love the picture of a godly mother. Greer Garson really steals this movie with her performance. And Clarence, the angel from It's a Wonderful Life, is also featured in it. And there's just a lot of beautiful things in it. Dame May Whitty, who I love. But Henry Travers, of course, was Clarence. So Mrs. Miniver, loosely based on a book, but not very true to the book at all. But both of them are lovely.
The promise of this podcast is that you can homeschool simply. Dr. Raymond Moore said you can homeschool with a Bible, a library card, and a math curriculum. He was a radical guy. You might be asking yourself, is there any evidence it can really be that simple? Can books be the basis of a good enough education? And how do you find the very best books and not waste time on duds? For 35 years, Carol Joy Side has been helping families use great books as the basis of their education. And now we are seeing kids homeschooled with this method grow up to use it with their own children. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. In our upcoming webinar on June 1st, Carol and her son, JJ Side, will teach you our literature-based approach to education. You'll learn how to make your child a lover of books, how to create unit studies around books, and much, much more. If you want to build a simple yet comprehensive education on a love of books, then join us for a literature-based approach to education on June 1st. You can learn more about the webinar at homeschoolmadesimple.net/seminars. And even if you can't make it to the live event, registrants have access to the replay for 2 weeks afterwards. Plus, you get book lists that are yours to keep indefinitely. Visit our website, homeschoolmadesimple.net/seminars, to register today. Now back to the show.
And then I want to expose you to Lubavitch. He was Ernst Lubitsch. I'm probably not saying his name right. Ernst Lubitsch, who created the movie The Shop Around the Corner with Jimmy Stewart, which, of course, was the base for You've Got Mail. But I think his most brilliant movie of all time was Ninotchka, Ninotchka. And Greta Garbo is starring in it. And Melvin Douglas is her love interest. And the publicity for Ninotchka was Garbo Laughs. The movie set in Paris, and these newly Marxist Russians come to Paris to try and sell one of the Grand Duchess's crown jewels. And Ninotchka, Greta Garbo, is sent from Russia to see what's taking so long. And she meets one of the other, you know, royalty that are all stranded all over the world when the Marxists come in. And against her will, she falls madly in love with him. And it is so fun and humorous and delightful. Again, not a children's movie, but a very, very sweet, sophisticated movie that ends very happily. I mentioned You've Got Mail, and Nora Ephron and her sister, who did You've Got Mail, came from Hollywood royalty, and their parents were writers and directors in Hollywood. And a movie that her parents created, her parents wrote the screenplay and her father produced it. And it's called Desk Set. And it stars Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. And it is all about dialogue in this movie. And it's in color. And it's kind of the beginning of the technological revolution. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but Joan Blondell is who steals this movie. It's based on a play by William Marchant. It is delightful. And just, I can't explain these old movies and how the dialogue just holds you captive. The wit, the creativity, the entertainment value of these movies without a single swear word, without a single inappropriate moment in the movie. It's just so refreshing to watch these movies. So Desk Set with Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. And then we've got to have a Christmas movie. So I really enjoy the movie Christmas in Connecticut, starring Barbara Stanwyck and Dennis Morgan, who is a lovely singer, but he plays a veteran who's just come home from the war. And Sydney Greenstreet, if you've watched Casablanca, is who really steals this movie. It is a delightful comedy set around the Christmas season. And it's a story of a woman, a single woman, played by Barbara Stanwyck, who is a journalist, and she writes a column for like a Better Homes and Garden kind of magazine. And in it, she tells about her farm in Connecticut and her baby and her cow and her family and their house and what she's cooking. And she puts recipes in, and it's all a fake. And her uncle, who's Sydney Greenstreet, owns a restaurant, and he gives her all the recipes, and she just makes all this up. And then the owner of the magazine wants her to have a GI come and stay at her farm. And she's like, oh, no, that won't work. Oh, no, really, that won't work. And he's absolutely insistent, and he won't take no for an answer. And so they have to create this whole thing. So she's dating this horrible gentleman named Reginald Gardner, and he's just awful. And he has a cook, and they use his house. And she begins to fall in love with the Navy man. And her boss is there as well. And the publisher is Sydney Greenstreet. And her uncle is, I'm trying to remember the name of her uncle, because he is delightful in this movie. I can't think of the actor's name, but he's so much fun. Anyway, and so it's just the sweetest, again, most innocent movie. They all get discovered, and she gets to marry the man that she's fallen in love with. It's just, it's a great My granddaughter loved it, and I think your kids will enjoy it too. And then we have to have a Shakespeare movie in here somewhere. So I want to recommend Henry V by Kenneth Branagh. He's starring as Henry V. And Paul Scofield is in it. A lot of, you know, really Judi Dench. A lot of great British actors and actresses. But it's the story, of course, of Henry V, King of England. He's very young. And he has to run a battle that he's not really prepared for. And he gathers his army and he goes out and he faces one of the greatest battlefield tests of all time that changes the face of Europe. And you've just got to watch it. It has the beautiful speech where he talks about St. Crispin's Day and how for years to come, people will regret that they were in bed when this battle was taking place. And the men who fought in it will strip their sleeves and show their scars and say we were glad that we were there on St. Crispin's Day. And it's a wonderful speech for your children to memorize. And it comes from Henry V, the play. And then another movie that is from my childhood. So I guess for most of you, it would be considered a classic. And that is Sound of Music. I'm sure most of you have watched it with your families. But if you have not, oh my goodness. And it won Best Picture of the Year, 1965, five Academy Awards, among them Best Picture of the Year. Whoa, this movie is a poem. It's beautiful. It's elevating. It's pure. It will make you want to sing, and your children will all memorize all of the songs and all of the dances. It is what really made Hollywood great in those early years before everything really kind of changed. Right around the year that this movie was made, the tide really turned in Hollywood, sadly. So it's one of the last great ones. And then a movie that I think your children would enjoy, particularly your junior high and older kids, based on the book by Natalie Babbitt named Tuck Everlasting, and Sissy Spacek and Ben Kingsley and William Hurt. So it's a really good cast. And it's the story of a family who accidentally drank from a spring of water that creates an everlasting life, like you can't die if you drink this water, and how this little girl comes into their life, this lovely young woman, and it's a very, I don't know how to explain the book, but I really love it, and I really love the movie, and there's just a sweetness to it and an innocence. And then as your kids get a little bit older, I highly recommend you showing them the movie Life is Beautiful. It won three Academy Awards, including Best Actor, and it is a modern masterpiece. And it's about a young Jewish man in Italy who falls in love with a beautiful young woman. He's a waiter, and he's really kind of a comedian and a clown. And then World War II comes along, and he tries to save his wife and his son from murder in the concentration camps. But he uses his sense of humor to protect his son from feeling traumatized by what his father is enduring in the concentration camp. It is a very, very special movie and will open conversation, I'm sure, with your children about Nazism and prejudice and why the persecution of the Jews never stops. And it's a beautiful, beautiful movie. Some French films. So your kids have to be able to read really, really well. The first one is called My Mother's Castle. And the second is My Father's Glory. And they're in French with subtitles. And they're based on Marcel Pagnol's books of the same name, which are the story of his childhood. Oh, these are the sweetest, most poetic films describing a little boy's childhood in the south of France and the beauty of his mother's life. She was a lovely woman that we all would aspire to be like. And then another classic from my childhood, Fiddler on the Roof, again, the story of a family in Russia during the time of the pogroms and them having to eventually leave Russia in the horrible persecution that they experienced because they were Jewish. And another beautiful window into the culture and the life of the Jewish people. And then I thought I'd end with a brand new movie that is very dear to my heart, and that is The Jesus Revolution. And as it says on the cover, it's based on a true story. And it's very much my story because it's a story of my church in California, where I was mentored and discipled as a new believer and continually am being blessed by the teaching of my pastor, who's gone to be with the Lord, Chuck Smith. And it would be a great movie, again, for your junior high and senior high kids as a family night movie, The Jesus Revolution. So I'm going to leave you with all those. You're going to be busy, but if you're going to watch a movie, use the time well. And let it be redemptive and let it be life-changing for you and your children. And it's just another way that we build family culture.
You've been listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast with Carol Joyside. You can find a full list of the movies mentioned in this episode on our website through the link in the show notes. Thanks for joining us this week on the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. Be sure to join us next time as we start a short series all about what our philosophy looks like in a nutshell and how you can start to use it in your own homeschool. Blessings!